Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Week hasn't been how the Alabama Crimson Tide would have liked to finish down the stretch this season. Let another SEC regular season championship kind of go out the door this past week with performances at home against Tennessee and on the road at Florida a couple of days ago. But there's still plenty of positives to look at. If you want to step back and look at a 30,000 foot view, I hope all is well, everyone. I am your host, Dave Shoemate from Mach 10 Sports and the SEC Unfiltered platform. Be sure to like and subscribe on YouTube. Hit that bell icon as well so you know when we drop new content, which is every single day in regards to the SEC. We are wherever you get your pod. We are on wherever you get your podcast as well, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Also, don't forget to check out the website, secunfiltered.com. This segment is presented by our guys over at MyBookie. You have waited and watched all year as your team has rose to the top or fell to the bottom, but now it's your turn to win big. You've heard the name just about everywhere. MyBookie, they're the industry's leading online sports book and casino, and it's not hard to understand why. With thousands of lines to bet on all your favorite sports, I know we're outside the season, but the NFL, NBA, it is March Madness. We start conference tournaments now. If you're into the mid-major level, Power Five, Power Four starts next week, conference tournaments. Then obviously we're a week and a half away from Selection Sunday. So we got a lot going on, a lot of opportunities to join on MyBookie to check it out. MMA, soccer, they got all the latest odds, period. Take advantage of MyBookie's prop builder and live in-game betting, where every single run, throw, touchdown is another chance for you to put cash in your pocket. Visit their mobile-friendly website today at mybookie.ag and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Just use the promo code SECU when you make your first deposit. The best part is they make it simple with a variety of ways to deposit instantly, including credit card, bank transfer, Bitcoin, and more. Whether you're at home or on the go, on your laptop or on your phone, it is not too late to make your New Year's resolution a resolution to get paid. Bet, win, and get paid at MyBookie. I don't know why you wouldn't do that, but let's get right into it, guys. Now, Alabama currently 20-10, 12-5 in conference play, heading into the last game of the regular season against Arkansas on Saturday afternoon in Coleman Coliseum, which I think could be a little bit of a sneaky game for Alabama. Arkansas starting to play a little bit better since last Saturday in Rupp. Got a big win against LSU last night. But they were tied for first place heading into last Saturday's massive matchup against Tennessee. Some would argue maybe Alabama's biggest home regular season game of all time. Took a tough loss, a game they could have been there. But I think the best team won the SEC. I think a lot of the coaches tell you that. Tennessee won it outright last night against South Carolina. That's where Alabama lost. And they took a tough road loss to Florida. That was always a tough game when it came upon on the schedule, especially when you factor in the late night game against Tennessee last Saturday. Now, we all know the numbers. If you follow Alabama basketball, SEC basketball, just the gap in the efficiency numbers between Alabama's offense and defense. The offensive efficiency numbers, according to KenPom, they're number one in the country. We know that. If you pay attention to college basketball, 9 100-point games so far this season. Unbelievable. 4 in conference play, 400-point games in SEC play. It's unbelievable. From a defensive efficiency standpoint, they're 108. So we're on one side of the spectrum here, and we're on the other. And that's why you see a little bit of inconsistency. And it's kind of even tough maybe you can use the word inconsistencies, because Alabama's done what they had to do against good to below average, good to average to below teams. They've taken care of business against those teams, even on the road. It's been the higher end teams on the road that they've struggled with, the Auburns, Tennessees, Floridas, Kentuckys of the world. Now, some may think this is a bit of a stretch, and this is the whole point of this segment. But I think this is Nate Oates' best coaching job in his 5 years at Alabama. Hear me out. Yes, I'm fully aware. Nate Oates has won 4 SEC championships in his 5 seasons at Alabama. And when I say championships, when the SEC gives a championship away. So I'm talking about an SEC regular season or an SEC tournament. Nate Oates has won 4 of them. 2 different years. Won it in, 21-22, won the regular season. 2020-2021 regular season SEC tournament with Herb Jones and the boys. Then you had last year's team, 22-23, led by Brandon Miller, Noah Clowney, those kind of guys. They won the regular season and the SEC tournament as well. His best overall team from top to bottom, you're talking about on paper, their accomplishments, NBA draft picks, obviously it was last year. You had 2 NBA lottery picks. We'll talk about that. We had Javon Quinterly was a veteran guy. Charles Bediako is one of the better defenders in the league.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We had some guys play some real nice role players. I mean, Mark Sears is a role player who's Alabama's bucket getter this year. Rylan Griffin, guys like that. But hear me out on this. Why I think this is his best overall coaching job in his 5 years is right here. Oates lost his entire full-time coaching staff and around going to look at a lot of these coaching staffs, whether it's Georgia Southern, Kennesaw State, and Arkansas State, where he lost his three assistants. There's six overall support staff members as well. Just if you're including those coaches as well, that's how many he lost. Again, going back to Brian Hodgkins over at Arkansas State, Charlie Henry at Georgia Southern, and then Antoine Petway at Kennesaw State. After the season last year, just right after, Nate Oates was in the building by himself from a true coach's standpoint, trying to put a roster together for this upcoming season. I remember when they were in Louisville last year for their regional in the Sweet 16, getting ready for the San Diego State game that they ultimately lost. It was already coming out that Brian Hodgkins was already coming out. He was going to be heading to Arkansas State. Charlie Henry was already going to be going to Georgia Southern. And if I'm mistaken, it maybe came out a little later. Antoine Petway was coming out at Kennesaw State. I forget, one or the other right there. But it was him by himself trying to put together that roster. Nate Oates by himself. I mean, he had guys and some other support staff members, like the strength and conditioning coach Henry Barrera, Josh Pierre, the director of football, director of basketball ops, and trainer Clark Holzer. They were still in the building. But the day-to-day basketball guys and some of the support staff, the managers, graduate assistants, a lot of them went and did their own things, like I just mentioned. So from a coaching staff, support staff standpoint, it was really just him trying to go hire some people too, interview guys by himself, put together a roster. That's a lot for one guy to go do, especially he's a human being too, a little disappointed at how the season finished in the Sweet 16 last year. Everybody thought the number one overall seed probably should have went a round or two further. Is what it is. I have my thoughts on the NCAA tournament. It's a conversation for another day. Also, he had to go back. He had to go recruit, get ready for this next year with the portal and his high school classes. Then from the personnel side of things, four guys back, if you want to include Davin Cosby, who they put on scholarship as a mid-year guy. He was an early enrollee and didn't even play last year. So it's really three. You had Nick Pringle, who played sparingly outside of his big first-round NCAA tournament game last year against Corpus Christi. He was just kind of a – played that dunker spot for him, if you want to go research Nate Oates at his offense. But played sparingly right off the bench after Charles Bediako, no clowning guys like that. Rylan Griffin, now a starter, big contributor for Alabama. He came off the bench real comfortable in his defensive role, would hit some big shots for him last year. Auburn on the road was a game that came to mind for Rylan Griffin last year. That was his role in the team. Then Mark Sears, he was even stayed more of a quiet leader. He's kind of just like, I'm a role guy. I started, but I was kind of just, hey, shoot. I'm a big, high-volume three-point guy. Well, now he's having to take on a little bit more, but he was back. So that's really three. I mean, numbers say four, but Davin Cosby wasn't playing last year. Really three. Nick Pringle, complete role guy. Rylan Griffin played a little bit more, still of a role guy. And Mark Sears was the main contributor that you would say was back on last year's team. Add in, you lost. I mentioned just a minute, two NBA lottery picks in Brandon Miller and Noah Clowney. Then, this is something that's not talked about enough. Late in the draft process, remember, these college basketball guys are a little bit different for you people who don't really follow college basketball that hard. They can go enter their name in the draft, go through all the combine stuff, get their grade where they need to come back. So Charles Bediako did that. Mark Sears did that. I mean, Grant Nelson wasn't on the team last year for Alabama, but he went and did that from his North Dakota State days, then ultimately opted out of the draft, went to Alabama. But Charles Bediako, who I think had promised Alabama he was coming back, they fully expected him to come back. He entered the combine, worked out. They thought he was just trying to go get some evaluations on how he could prove as an overall player. Well, Charles Bediako comes back in the summer and says he's staying in the draft. He's not coming back to school. So Alabama in their front court affected tremendously, tremendously. 70% of that roster had to be overhauled. That is 70% of your roster. Add on to the full-time coaching staff as well. No one else in the country had to manage that overhaul. And yet, here we are once again, Alabama under Nate Oates since the turn of the new year in 2024. Yeah, they took their lumps a little bit trying to figure themselves out in the non-con play against teams like Purdue, Creighton, Arizona on the road. I mean, it is what it is. But since the turn of 2024, they've been a consistent top 20 team for much of the year. And they're on that four line right now, which you're going to be a top 16 team at that point. It looks like unless the wheels fall off down the stretch, they're going to be at worst a four seed. Now, do they have holes? Absolutely. I'm not saying Nate Oates has shored everything up in this roster. How could you? You lost 70% of your roster, your whole coaching staff, some support staff members. It's impossible. They still have holes, obviously, and it starts on defense. I mean, Grant Nelson playing out of position. If Charles Bediako's back, Alabama probably has another three or four wins, and I would argue probably wins the SEC regular season. And again, I think I saw something, Blake Beiler, who follows Alabama basketball real hard, stated something like Alabama had the hardest schedule, I think hardest SEC schedule out of the top five contenders in the league. they played a very tough, difficult conference schedule as well. Getting Florida twice was tough. Obviously, getting Tennessee twice was tough, the regular season championship team. Again, they have holes. I'm not saying this was a complete roster. Obviously, you watch basketball. Look at the difference between their offensive efficiency numbers, their defensive efficiency numbers. But my point being, do I think this is a Final Four team? No, no. I think the ceiling of this team, Sweet 16, Elite Eight, if they got the right draw, got hot. But I'm in the belief, and I think we struggle with this as a society at times, is two things can be true at once. Defensively, I don't think this team can play well enough to go win four straight games to get to Phoenix, to get to the Final Four, to give Nate Oates his first Final Four team. But I think at the same time, when you factor in the loss of staff, 8 to 9 new players, 70% of your roster, a late decision by a key contributor, probably the best rim protector in the league, and Charles Bediako to stay in the draft, this has to be his best coaching job in his 5-year tenure in Tuscaloosa. Has to be. I don't really think it's that close, if you want to be honest. Not best team, best coaching job by Nate Oates. Guys, that's going to do it all from me. I appreciate you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, here on the SEC Unfiltered channel. And if you like what I do, go follow me at Mach 10 Sports. We also have a YouTube channel at Mach 10 Sports as well. You can follow us on Facebook, like I mentioned, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. We're all on the all the podcast platforms as well, just like we are here on the SEC Unfiltered platform. All wherever you get your podcast, you can get us. Go check out the website as well. We do phenomenal articles. A lot of guys, a lot of content creators coming up with some fantastic stuff on the SEC Unfiltered channel. Remember, all things SEC 365 24/7. Go like, subscribe, tell us how we improve as well. Again, appreciate you guys joining us on the SEC Unfiltered channel. Until next time, guys, change the game.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.